Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory communication number 5. Soul, ego and personality. Now, I will try to make you grasp as much as possible, as simply as possible, the 4 aspects of man and their relationships of the mechanisms between his ego, his personality, the soul and the thought adjuster, so that one day you may come to understand precisely and to easily see the action, the activity of these 4 attributes of man. First of all, you must understand that the ego, what you call the ego, the self, what people try to realize as being the most personal to themselves, then, the name that we give to that part of man that we call the ego is that part that vibrates, feels, acts and reacts, loves, does not love, cries, does not cry, hates. Then, this part of you must one day be dominated by the forces of the soul. The forces of the soul are very great, and when they begin to penetrate the ego realizes it. It is as if there is, behind the activities of the ego, another will that it cannot control. It is a will that is stronger than he is. It is a will that eventually leads him to even revolt, as it is so strong. But this force, which is the strength of the soul, must eventually one day come to dominate the ego, because it is the divine part of man. It is the part of man that is not under the influence of luciferic forces. It is the part of man that is not under the influence of forms. It is the pure part, it is the crystal in man. The ego, when he begins to be sensitive to these forces, often finds it hard, often suffers, often is unhappy, because he has an automatic resistance to these forces. That's normal. But the forces of the soul, when they begin to penetrate more and more, such that eventually, the ego is more and more illuminated by these energies. On the other hand, the ego must understand what is happening. He must be able to evaluate what is happening in him psychologically when the forces of the soul begin to penetrate and then transform him. So, what is it that explains to the ego what is going on? It is the thought adjuster. But the ego does not know that when he thinks, it is the thought adjuster who thinks behind him, because the ego is in the illusion that when he thinks, he is the one who thinks. The ego is centered on itself. Then, suddenly, the forces of the soul begin to penetrate him. There, he needs guidance, he needs to know what is happening. Hence, there is a being who can explain to him what is happening in himself. And that is the thought adjuster. So, at that moment, it is very important for the ego to understand that when he thinks, no matter what he thinks, there is always the thought adjuster behind him who thinks. But since the ego has not yet, at first, reached a high level of fusion with the thought adjuster, his thoughts are not right, his thoughts are not precise, his thoughts are disharmonized because his thoughts are contaminated by all kinds of thoughts, which exist in the mental plane of man and come from everywhere. So, for years, the ego has been used to thinking with everyone's thoughts. And everyone's thoughts have become his center of reflection, instead of him having his own center of perception. Do you understand? Instead of a precise thought, in other words, instead of his thoughts being directly related to the vibration that is emitted by the thought adjuster in his mind, called the supramental, his thoughts are thoughts that come from his experiential contact, from his mental activity with books, with communications between him and other people. So that, at some point in life, the ego no longer thinks his thoughts. That is, the thoughts, the original energy that comes from the thought adjuster that tries to imprint itself in the mind of man, are completely ineffective because the ego has accumulated material from everywhere, from every possible sources. Furthermore, at some point, that material has completely covered the background, which is its natural contact with the thought adjuster. So, don't you ask yourself why, at your age, it is absolutely impossible for people, in general, to be able to communicate with their thought adjuster, to have a natural, informative and intelligent telepathic communication. Hence, the situation of the ego is a natural situation of involution. Because at some point in his life, he is no longer able to know. He can learn knowledge because he has memory, but he is no longer able to know. Because to know, you must be in contact with the thought adjuster. So, imagine then that people meet someone who explains to them how it works. And then, of course, then they would like the work that has been done for years to cut the bridge between the ego and the thought adjuster. They would like it to be bridged back instantaneously. Let me tell you that if it were done instantaneously, you couldn't take it. You'd crack. Then we'd have to bring to the big building, the psychiatric hospital in Quebec. He, the thought adjuster, knows, understands, knows how it works. He knows that the work must be done gradually over the next few years, until the day the contact between you, between your ego and him is re-established. Then everything starts all over again in a normal state. So then, the ego must understand one thing. He must understand that his thoughts are not his thoughts. Behind every form of thought, whether good or bad, there is always the energy of the thought adjuster. If the ego understands, whether the thought is good or bad, that there is always the energy of the thought adjuster behind that thought, at that moment, he learns something extremely important. It is to never take his thoughts, good or bad, seriously. Hence, he must never take his thoughts upon himself. He must live his thoughts. He must listen to them, his thoughts. And little by little, by shifting away from his thoughts, he will allow the thought adjuster to change the polarity of his mental body. So that over time, negative thoughts, and then positive thoughts, in other words, the polarity of the mental body, which results from the very nature of the form, will be destroyed. Such that, in the mental body, there will no longer be any positive and then there will be no negative. There will simply be pure consciousness. There, at that moment, the ego can breathe. Because, at that moment, everything that happens in his mind is totally pre-personal. That means that what happens in his mind is cosmic and passes through the mind to enlighten it. Then the ego, at this point in its evolution, no longer has any psychological problems. Because he is no longer caught with good and evil. He no longer has philosophical problems because he is no longer caught in the search for truth. He is simply in vibratory communication with the energy of the thought adjuster who instructs him and who lets him understand what he must understand. So, at that moment, life for the ego is extremely simple. Knowingness is installed. The mad race to the truth to knowledge has stopped. Then the ego begins to live. But the ego, there is another matter with him. It is that he has a personality. His personality is not always a gift. Because as the soul must dominate the ego must come to dominate its personality. So, what is this? This famous personality. Personality is the color of the ego projected into the material. It is the color of the ego and the color that the ego takes when, because of the material body, the physical body, it is forced to undergo external physical influences. The ego, on the other hand, is not always able to fully appreciate the physical personality. Because the physical personality was created for very particular reasons that are directly related to the evolution of the ego. If you have an ego that is in a physical body, and the physical body lacks a leg, that it is all crooked, that it is not beautiful, but at that moment, the ego does not have the same relationship with its personality than if its physical body is handsome, tall, beautiful blue eyes, beautiful fair hair. So, the relationship between the ego and personality is a relationship that can be very difficult. But if the ego is enlightened by the energy of the soul, and then instructed by the thought adjuster, then the physical aspect of the world, the physical aspect of his own world, of his manifestation in the world which is his personality, becomes less important, he suffers less. The ego must manage to not suffer from its personality. It is necessary that the ego comes to take its personality as it is and to be well in its personality. But for him to be well in his personality, the ego, he must know what is happening in his own reality. So, if the ego is well dominated by the soul, then well instructed by the thought adjuster, then well at that time, the personality will follow it. Then the ego gradually will dominate the personality, such that the personality will no longer have a depressive influence on him, and there will be a direct communication, a formed axis, a unitary axis between the soul, the ego, and then the personality, and then with the thought adjuster who instructs the ego. And at that moment the ego makes a life, lives a life at the level of itself that is real, and in relation to the personality that becomes the support of its creative activity, instead of being the cannonball that it must pull during a whole lifetime. So, it is very important for people to understand, first, the relationship between the soul and the ego, and then the thought adjuster and the ego. When you will have understood, when you will have felt the vibrations of the soul, then when you will have heard in your mind, when you will be able to communicate in your mind with the thought adjuster, when you will have realized that your thoughts are not your thoughts, in other words, are not his thoughts, to the ego, at that time, it will be easy for you to solve the problem of your personality. So don't worry about your personalities. Let them be your personalities. Your personalities will settle down on their own. What is most important for you is to understand the phenomenon of your thoughts. To let your thoughts pass through your head. To listen to them. Your thoughts. Not to attach yourself to the polarity of your thoughts. To realize that your thoughts are an energy that comes from the adjuster, and that he, little by little, will organize himself to change them and make them more and more impersonal. So that one day you will realize that there is someone talking to you. That there is an intelligence that is in communication with you. That there's an intelligence trying to make you understand something. And at that moment, the energy of the soul that will penetrate your ego, the thought adjuster that will try to instruct you, will totally eliminate the imbalance that exists between you, your ego, and your personality. Don't worry about your personality. It will settle by itself. It is at the level of your ego that you will suffer. It's at the level of your ego that you'll find it tough. If your ego succeeds in settling down, if your ego succeeds in letting the energy of the soul pass through, if your ego learns to understand its thoughts and to detach itself from its thoughts, if your ego learns to stop analyzing itself, which is its great attachment to its thoughts, then everything else, your personality, which is simply the vehicle of the ego just like the ego is the vehicle of the soul, will settle down. There are some of you who are afraid at the level of your ego, or who suffer at the level of your ego, of being influenced by negative forces. Some are influenced by negative forces. That is, there are other dead egos trying to influence them. Well, listen to me carefully. If you learn not to attach yourself to your thoughts, these forces will eventually no longer have power over your ego. Because these forces will realize that your ego has understood one thing. It is not to attach itself to the shape of the thoughts that they use to create tensions for you. That's why I'm telling you, whether you're attached to positive forms or negative forms, it's the same thing. What is important for you is to finally understand that you must not be attached to anything in your mind, neither to positive nor to negative forms. To let thoughts pass until the day when these thoughts will gradually change, transform, because not attaching yourself to them, the thought adjuster will be able to fill your mental with another energy, so that eventually neither the negative nor the positive will be able to affect you. The key in this is not to get attached to your thoughts. So, it's not immediately that these negative thoughts will stop harassing you. It will be done gradually, but it must be done because of the law of thoughts. It is a law that is very, very universal. That's how it works. But as long as you attach yourself to your thoughts, at that moment, you give those negative intelligences, which use negative thought forms, all the possible play to create problems for you, on Earth. Now, in our time, there is a phenomenon that is beyond everyone's comprehension and that is happening. It is that humanity is receiving energies of very high vibrations in its lower mental. And the people who suffer the most from these energies are the most evolved, the most sensitive people. There are some among these people who will not be able to suffer the penetration of these energies. Some people will even commit suicide, some will break down. That is why the suicide rate, the rate of mental illness, is increasing every day, especially in the industrialized worlds, in the big cities. But among these men and women who receive these energies of high vibrations, there are some who will be able to absorb them. And these energies will totally transform their inner life. But men, these men must have information, must understand what is happening to be able to absorb these energies, and allow these energies to become an asset for them instead of a liability. So, you people are in that situation. You are one of those men and women who receive these energies, but you have a special opportunity to understand what is happening. The ego is like a hunter who is always stuck with two rabbits, but he runs after only one. The ego. It always running after the rabbit of knowledge, the rabbit of knowingness. It does not see it. I'm telling you, there are two rabbits. There is the rabbit of knowledge and then the rabbit of knowingness. Then, the rabbit of knowingness is more important than the rabbit of knowledge. One day, you must understand that. Then there are some of you who are much more interested in the rabbit of knowledge than the rabbit of knowingness. because some of you have gone far in the search for knowledge. That's your ego looking for that rabbit. I will tell you one thing, in time your ego will understand that the rabbit of knowingness is your contact with the thought adjuster. The rabbit of knowledge is part of your personal desires, of your ego's desire to accumulate more and more interesting thought forms, to perfect what it believes to be the ultimate aspect of evolution. But let me tell you something. You are highly mistaken. It is not worth it with knowledge, because knowingness contains knowledge. Knowingness is in the total relationship between your ego and your soul. It is your soul that knows. Your ego seeks to understand, but your soul knows. And when there will be a very close link between your ego and then your soul. At that moment your ego will be in the knowingness. Then at that moment, you will be totally individualized, totally autonomous. You will be beings who will no longer need support outside of yourselves. At that point, you will be comfortable in your skin. So, think about the matter of the two rabbit race. Change your vision a little bit and realize that the rabbit of knowledge is an illusion. A beautiful illusion. A great illusion. Besides, this rabbit is part of your evolution. But I'm telling you, and I know it. There's another rabbit you don't see. And that rabbit, that is the rabbit of knowingness. That's the rabbit that you eventually need to know. And I give you the way to get to know it. During the changes, the transformations that will take place in you, that will bring you to consciousness, you will realize that what you want is not necessarily what they want at the top. And it's what they want up there that's important, because what they want is perfect. And what they want is necessary for the transmutation of your ego. So, what will happen is that there will be a fight between your ego and what they want at the top. And from that fight, your ego will develop a kind of power, a kind of will. A will you've never known before. A will that is based on the energy of the soul. And this will increase more and more, so that one day, when the consciousness will be very settled in you, the will of your ego will be the same as the will of them at the top. Hence, there will be a balance, a unity, a bond. But until then, what you want, what they want up there, is two pairs of different worlds. And you will understand what I mean. In fact, some of you already understand what I mean. Then realize that this conflict between your ego and them, it is a conflict that comes from the work they do on your ego to change the vibrations of your mental body, to change the vibrations of your emotional body, to change the vibrations of your etheric body, and to change the vibrations of your physical body. Hence, it's an in-depth work. So, if you people want something, then they want other things, they will win. Because they are the force. And little by little, when your ego will become grander and grander, that is, more and more perfect in their light. When your ego will understand more and more its relationship with them. When your ego will be filled more and more with the energy of the soul that is the seat of your real will. At that moment, your ego will have a will. And then it will be a power. It is at that moment that your ego will be able to control its destiny. But before you can use that energy of the soul, they will have to cleanse your ego. Let it pass in the machine. And the passage from your ego to the washing machine, it is you. Your ego that will live it, and that is your suffering. If you understand the mechanism of suffering, if you understand that suffering is the result of the contact between your ego and very great vibratory forces of light that try to penetrate your ego, to transform it, to bring it to its right color, its natural color. At that moment, you will learn not to take your ego seriously. Yet, it's subtle. It seems to be just words, not to take your ego seriously. But one day, you will understand that not taking your ego seriously is a state of mind. Then when you don't take your ego seriously, you don't take anything seriously. Then when you don't take anything seriously, you don't suffer from anything. That's exactly where they're going to hold you. Because we gradually learn not to take ourselves seriously. It is gradually that the ego begins to understand the game that exists between him and them. It is the forces of light that run the universe. Then when the ego begins to understand that everything is a game between him and them, to bring man to a high level of vibratory resonance with the forces of light, at that moment, the ego, it is well. That's where life is easy, where life is simple. But I understand you if you say to me, yes, but now I'm sick of it. That I understand you. If you tell me, I am sick of suffering, I understand you. Because I've been through it too. I've been through it. But what happens is that when you have reached a point where you really have had enough, when you are really sick of suffering, then what happens is that you descend the energy of the soul into your mind, and there you apply your will. And now, let me tell you, it works. But until you can bring this energy from the soul down into your mind, you are not able to put the axe. Then, it is when you have learned to put the axe with the energy of the soul. Not an axe that comes from the reaction of the ego to an external situation. I mean to put the axe. I mean to descend the energy of the soul into your mind and then take that energy and act. Until you can do this, you are automatically subject to blows, left and right. So, one day you will understand exactly what I mean. And at that moment, you will no longer be able to suffer for nothing. To suffer from external situations for nothing because your ego takes itself seriously. Then when your ego will be powerful, when it will be in power because it will filled with the energies of the soul, then when it will have the intelligence of action because of its contact with the thought adjuster, let me say that when you make a decision, it will be made, and it will always be made in relation to the laws of evolution, for the evolution of man, for the evolution of society and for the well-being of your personalities, your bodies and your souls. In other words, for the well-being of yourselves. Note one thing. Let me repeat it to you, what they do. In their work of penetration to transmute your bodies, is not what you people, at the level of your little egos, will necessarily want. And that's normal. It's absolutely normal. You're no longer at the level of knowledge. It's easy to seek knowledge. You go to a master, then he tells you beautiful things, then it's pleasant, then it works. You read beautiful books, it's fun, it works. Now, it is no longer spirituality. You are no longer in a phase of spirituality. You are in a phase of the body's transformation, where the stage of spirituality is already being surpassed. This is reality. Then reality is greater than spirituality, and reality is a situation of energy between a material plane and invisible planes. Then remember one thing. Not one person is the same. The way they're going to operate with one of you, then the way they're going to operate with another, then another, then another, then another, is different. No two beings are the same. No two. If they operate in a certain way with a person, it is their experience. Take care of your experience. There are some who always tend to compare themselves to others. Don't compare yourself to others. Live your experience within your experience. Don't worry about other people's experience. When I speak, I am obliged to speak generally. I speak for everyone. But you, when you try to understand what I say, understand it within your own experience. Besides, what I'm saying, it fits for everyone, but differently for everyone. I love you because I can't do otherwise. I'm made like that, I have that kind of consciousness. But you people must appreciate each other too. Realize that there is not one of you who has the right to think or believe that you are more evolved than the others. Because consciousness is universal. Consciousness is universal. Whether you are simple or well-educated in esotericism, consciousness doesn't care at all. So be careful. There are some of you who seem to be very simple, who don't seem to ask many questions, who don't seem to have that kind of intelligence. Be careful. Consciousness is universal. Make sure you appreciate each other and to see beyond your belly button, because they, the others upstairs, are watching you. Then they will organize your dial to make you universal. That is, to be able to have relationships of consciousness, especially with people who are on the way to penetrating consciousness. Because for them, this is a big club. It's a big thing in every country in the world. All men who enter consciousness must one day be of the same consciousness. So, listen to me carefully. Learn to appreciate each other. I understand that you may not be able to love consciously, at least just not yet. For most people. Because you are still too much in the light of your ego. And your ego is still struggling with itself, emerging from its mists. But realize that the smallest among you is as important as the guy next to you. Be careful about that. Love is important. I'm not talking about spiritual love, that's lipstick, I'm talking about consciousness, which is love.